Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County boys basketball team. He had to remind me, hey, we're in the South Harrison tournament this week. I was looking at Mission. There wasn't anything on there between Tyne Avalon on the 7th and Winston on the 19th. There's a tournament this week, so let's get to looking at this bracket a little bit. Then we'll look back at last week. How are you doing today, coach?
I'm doing well. We've had a good last week, and we're kind of getting excited for the tournament. Our game opener tonight at 6, and so I think we've practiced really well. We had a good stretch of games. We're excited.
You got a 6 seed, so, you know, I look at tournaments, and I know that the 5-4 game is always the game where you're going to say, hey, there's the best chance for a seed upset in that one, but there's a lot of 6 seeds beating 3 seeds. I can remember in tournaments over the years that, and you guys as a 6 seed, you've won 4 games in a row. Granted, yeah, a little bit of a separation between Trenton Union Star, then a long break, Gilman City, Tyne Avalon, but this is as good as the boys have played under your tutelage. You guys got to be really excited to show that in a tournament atmosphere this week.
Yeah, that's correct, because we have a lot of games going into this tournament, be able to seed-wise, and a lot of these other teams have kind of had breaks here and there. So I think it's a really open floor. You've got those top 2 seeds that are pretty tough, and they kind of opens up a lot through the rest of them. And I think Northeast Iowa is a good draw for us. I think we'll match up fairly well. I think they're a tough team that they can push the ball well, but I think matchup-wise, we should be able to kind of compete with them.
And it's a, I know it's a team that you're somewhat familiar with, but Tri-County doesn't play Northeast Nottoway certainly every year. So it does fit into that a little bit of, hey, let's get into a tournament and see somebody that's a little bit different for us that we're not as familiar with and see how we compete against a team like that. In that way, I know Holiday Hoops over at NCMC didn't happen this year, but this kind of feels like a Holiday Hoops game because you do play somebody different in Northeast Nottoway.
Yeah, a lot of times we see a lot of people at the same tournament. We have our conference play, and we'll see the same team. We played Mercer 4 times last year. And so it's one of those, you kind of want to see if the team's matched up. You can kind of go in with almost a blank slate or just kind of all rely on the scouting report. And with this season, it's kind of nice that we've been able to kind of stream any game film that we want to see. So you can kind of see even the schools are really far away, but you can kind of prep and you can scout and be ready.
You have at least 2 and you hope 3 games this week at the tournament, but as I'm looking at your conference schedule here, coach, and I know that coaches are not into the habit at all of looking ahead past the opponent right in front of you, but you got Winston at your place as you get back into conference play next Tuesday, and considering the way that you're playing right now, the opportunity looming a week from now to host Winston, that's something that I know that you say, hey, we can't look ahead, but that's going to be a big opportunity and a big challenge for your basketball team here on the 19th.
Oh, yeah. Winston's got a good program. They play solid defense, and that makes it fairly tough for us to be able to do some things. But that's right. We haven't really skipped over this week. I think this is a very exciting week for us. But getting back into conference play and getting some momentum after this next week would really help us to help push forward.
Yeah,
we'll have about ready to go, and each one of our boys will have to be able to move the ball and kind of step up in their own platform because they have a couple really good defenders that could possibly shut down two of our players, and so someone else will have to step up, and that kind of goes to the territory when you're going against Winston.
A unique opportunity because you're right. You're trying to build momentum this week. You got 3 home games starting with that tough one against Winston next week. We'll save that discussion for next week. I just got off the phone with Coach Clark over at Gilman City. There's always 2 sides to a story. He said, you know, the Hawks, from the Hawks vantage point, didn't play as well as you wanted at Jamesport. You guys had a lot to do with that, a 67-46 victory last week. What went well for Tri-County against the Hawks, Coach?
We just came out, I think, kind of ready to play. Yeah, I think it'll be a completely different ball game when we see Gilman next time. I think some of their players weren't playing quite up to their par, but I think we just came out ready to go a little more than that. And I don't think that I can fault any of my players for doing that because I had Derek Curtis coming out with 19 and Garrett Skinner coming with 16 and Noah Tomlinson with 12. So I had some players really step up and kind of go off, and that's not even always the case. I have Jacob Ibarra that does well in some other games. So we just kind of came out ready on a fire and wanted to shut down that conference game because most of these guys know it's a rival school. They know all those kids at Gilman, and they're excited and ready to play. And offense was working well, and our defense shut down the right players. So I think it was just a good night for us.
Thursday night, and if you go on the road and you win, especially, you know, you have a program here where the guys have certainly taken a big step for a game winning streak, but they've also have that knowledge of taking a lot more L's and W's over the last 2-3 years. So if you go on the road and you win, and I'm not sure what sort of a team Tyne Avalon is, but as I look at a 47-41 final, Coach, it looks to me as if your guys didn't play as well as you would have hoped, but they found a way to get a victory at the end of the night, too.
That's right. I wasn't necessarily pleased, especially in our first half. We were kind of out of sync. We were trying to run some different defenses, and we weren't on the same page. So that was very frustrating for us. We almost took a big step back there because Tyne Avalon, they came out ready to go. They hit some big shots. They were shooting well, and we couldn't really get in position to slow them down. And so they stuck right there with it. It was a close ball game, and we came out in the second half a lot more in sync, and that kind of helped us out. But when they had the momentum that whole first half, and we were just trying to claw our way, and we had some players stick us in the ball game. But it was a travel game. It was not at our home floor. We hadn't had a game away for a while. So it was a very big victory. I think we learned a lot from it. Sometimes those close ball games, being able to show that you can win in those close ones, can teach you a lot more than always a big game one way or the other.
You are correct on that, Coach. You've won four in a row. This is the longest winning streak that this group of boys that you have on the varsity level has had, certainly. Sometimes there's just a light that turns on, and sometimes, you know, you just kind of figure out, hey, I'm not a freshman and a sophomore anymore. I'm a junior and a senior. I got some experience, and I know what I'm doing. Is there kind of a light that's turned on with your group where they've gotten better, Coach, or is it just kind of been a gradual thing that you've seen over the last couple of weeks?
Well, you have some that have been gradual, but you have a couple players here and there that you can just tell that, hey, I can handle this pressure. I can kind of step up and be a big part on this team. And Noah Thompson's a big part of that, being able to step into that role and kind of help lead his team, even if he doesn't do a lot on the points side. But I've got multiple other players just stepping up in those roles that they want to compete. They're not really scared about who they're playing anymore, and that's kind of the mindset I need them to be in, because you can play with a lot of teams, you just don't play scared.
Tri-County 6-seed, Northeast Nottoway 3-seed. They'll play tonight at South Harrison High School at 6 o'clock in the quarterfinals up at the South Harrison Invitational. Coach, congrats on the wins last week. Good luck tonight against the Blue Jays.
Thank you.